The 200-plus apartment development River and Rich is nearing completion on Franklinton's east side. The hum of heavy machinery and the staccato thump of nail guns played in the background last week as city leaders gathered to pitch a revamped tax abatement plan. Robert Weiler is one of the developers behind River and Rich.
We were encouraged by the city to build affordable housing, and that's what we wanted to do. And we said we will definitely do that. And we put all the numbers together, and unfortunately, the numbers just didn't work.
One of the things that balanced the equation was a tax break from the city. Columbus has been working on a new policy for giving out property tax incentives, known as abatements, for about 2 years. The Odyssey began with a city-funded study that showed the program raised property values but was too generous in areas like the Short North. The city's proposal won't do away with abatements in those bustling districts. Instead, it demands an investment in affordable housing, which city officials say hasn't kept pace with population growth. Mayor Andrew Ginther.
While the city cannot control development, we know we can influence it. And it is our responsibility to ensure that these public resources are being used for the public good.
The plan divides Columbus's 12 community reinvestment areas, or CRAs, into three tiers. The highest, known as Market Ready, includes the Short North, AC Humco, and 5th by Northwest. Councilor Elizabeth Brown explains new developments will have to set aside a chunk of their units for mid and low-income renters in exchange for incentives.
If you want an abatement, then you have to put in these affordability requirements so that families making between about $40,000 and $60,000 a year, depending on household size, can afford to rent in your development.
Those provisions apply to 1/5 of a developer's units. In market-ready districts, abatements are also limited to mid and high-rise developments. Most of the CRAs fall in the second tier, areas like Milo Grogan, Near East, and the South Side. Incentives in those neighborhoods carry the same affordability requirements for 1/5 of units, but they're available for any size multifamily project. At the same time, property owners have a number of options for avoiding the affordability demands. Builders can get credit for one affordable unit for every 25,000 square feet of office space they add to their plans, or for every $1 million spent in environmental remediation. Failing that, they can buy their way out of the requirements by paying money directly into the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. But they'd have to pay 125% of the additional dollars brought in by renting those units meant for affordable housing at the market rate. Even though developers have alternatives to actually building affordable units, Mayor Ginther believes the measure's language is strong enough.
They will have to make a very significant investment into the construction and building of affordable housing units.
The lowest tier of CRAs has just two neighborhoods, Franklinton and Linden, and the city plan allows tax abatements for any project. But here, in the city's most distressed neighborhoods, there are no affordable housing requirements at all. Particularly in Franklinton, rents in less affluent parts of the neighborhood are creeping higher as shiny new developments like River and Rich move in. But even if new projects won't carry affordability requirements, Jack Story from the community development group Franklinton Urban Empowerment Lab remains optimistic about the new plan.
We're not going to stop doing affordable housing in Franklinton. And I think that that's important, right? So new rules, old rules, no rules, we're still going to keep building affordable housing here. And I am confident that the city's going to keep supporting that.
City Council will hold a public hearing on their plan at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Nick Evans, WOSU News.